You Cougars are going to have to find another quarterback for the rest of the season after another loss this weekend. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Brian, the loss was more painful because Tanner Mangum got hurt again.
Back in Fresno, and Tanner Mangum being carted off the field.
Look, it appeared as though he hurt his ankle that was his good ankle.
Later found out he suffered an Achilles injury to his right leg as he stepped up to pass. It has been a season of injuries with 36 different players missing time, and it's the sixth time in eight seasons that a BYU quarterback has had a season-ending injury. The Cougs lost 20-13, and they are now officially not going to any bowl in the postseason. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to Utah's Morning News. BYU not only lost the game this weekend, they lost their starting quarterback for the rest of the season. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Brian, Tanner Mangum was planting his feet to deliver a throw, and he went down to the ground, rolled over, and clutched his right leg.
Tanner Mangum being carted off the field moments ago.
Later that night after the game, it was confirmed to be an injury to his Achilles tendon, a season-ending injury. Bo Hodge came in. The Cougars had been playing well, but just could not get the win. Defensive end Sione Takitaki had 11 tackles.
You know, the odds didn't work out for us, but we keep working, you know, all the way to the last second of the fourth quarter.
The 20-13 loss puts the Cougars at 2-8 on the season, with three games left to play and zero chance of a bowl game. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.